Hello and welcome to Loving Me, Myself, and Life with me, Jody Mesiak. Now, if anybody would have told me, even a year ago, this would have been the works, but if anybody would have told me, you know, 2, 3, 5 years ago, definitely 10, if anybody would have told me that I was moving across the country, you know, picking up and moving all the way across, I would have thought they were crazy. And in fact, even in December, I guess, like I was like, it was still just a dream, a hope. And it really, the moment my husband and I committed to it or were like, yeah, this is what's going to happen. Like it really started happening quick. But the person I used to be would never have had the confidence, the courage to do what we're doing. Now, so some people, you know, moving across the country might not be a big deal, but I am definitely a family-oriented person. I love my family and I want my kids to know family and things like that. And at the same time, I'm now at that point where it's like, I can't not be like in a different location. I feel like that's keeping us small and small, like thinking and stuff like that. Especially since we only see family a couple times a year usually anyways. So it's like, okay. So to me, I feel like I'm doing the unthinkable. Something that like I never ever thought was actually going to happen. It was just talk and it's happening. So many times like we might have these dreams. Like maybe they're so big or so over the top that you don't think you'll ever reach them. But they're fun to fantasize about. Like I know even right way back when my husband and I, we're not really winter people. And I'm sure I've mentioned this before in the podcast. We're really not winter people. So we've always kind of fantasized about moving to Australia or even moving to California and different things like that. And it was just a dream, a fun fantasy. And then it slowly, you know, we're ending up still staying in Canada. We're just moving across Canada where it's a little bit more mild in the winter. And we're moving where it's surrounded by ocean and beaches and things like that. Like something that's truly near and dear to my heart. And my kids love the beaches too. But it was something I was just dreaming about. And actually, I really fell in love with BC based on, I'm going to be completely honest here, and some of you might laugh. I fell in love with it from watching Hallmark movies. It started 2 years ago, I think. It'll be 3 years this Christmas where I started watching Hallmark Christmas movies. I started obsessing about the background, like the mountains just make me smile inside. Like my soul is incredibly happy when I see mountains and then mountains and water. Oh my goodness, like talk about love at first sight, like knee dropping. And I fell in love with them and I'm like, oh, where's this movie filmed? And I just looked and I'm like, oh, okay, it's over in BC. And it would just be like one town here, one town there. And I was actually like, oh my goodness, I want to move to BC, like to British Columbia. And told my husband this and, it was just a fun hope and a dream. And Christmas movies were over and I actually started watching more of them, like just the normal, you know, Valentine's Day ones or into the summer and things like that. And I just, the more I saw it, the more I loved it. But I could never figure out a town that I liked because they were all constantly filmed in different locations. But they were always in BC, British Columbia. So, you know, I had this obsession with British Columbia. And I was like, oh my goodness. But I'm like, where do we move to? I literally, okay. So there was a movie on, it was last September. So actually, it's literally about a year ago, almost to the day, just about shy a week. And my husband and I were sitting down to watch a movie that, of course, was a Hallmark movie because and anybody listens to any of my stuff, I love Hallmark just because it's light, fluffy, and just, you know, definitely stress-free and drama-free and all that fun stuff. Anyways, light and fluffy. And some people might say cheesy, but I love it. Anyways, so we're sitting down and watching this movie, and it just opened up, and it was a beautiful harbor. Of course, the mountains and the water and everything making my heart sing and smile and everything. And I was like, wherever that is being filmed, we are moving there. And I looked up the movie. Now, I didn't specify what town it was in, but it was a community. So I just looked at all the towns that were in that like that region. And I stumbled upon one that really just like hit home. Everything about it just spoke to me. And I was like, wow. Like this, I could see us moving here. So that was last September. as I'm recording this, we haven't moved yet, but in September, as you listen to this, we have moved to that town that I said when, or like if, you know, actually I didn't say if, I said we are moving to wherever that's being filmed. And sure enough, it wasn't actually probably that exact village that that it was filmed in, but it was a surrounding area. And it's just the town that really spoke to me. So I am doing a crazy, unthinkable thing that probably people, like, hearing my story might think I'm crazy. But, you know, first it took me falling in love with something, and it might have been in the weirdest way ever. The only other time I was at the West Coast was actually when I went to California, to San Francisco, for a mastermind group. And I cried on the plane, too, the moment I see the mountains and the ocean. So just know, like, that side of the world is just beautiful. So, of course, we didn't just decide on it without me going there. I actually was the one that hopped on a plane, did the house searching, did, you know, the walking around of the town and the area. My real estate agent was amazing. She took me for a whole week around, showing me all the beaches, the area, just sharing everything. She's lived there for years. So she's really helped me get to know the area. And it was just beautiful. So it started with it started with a dream, like a fantasy. And then it was like, this is where we're moving to. Like I said it with like, I said it slightly jokingly, but like in my heart, like I knew. And it was just this weird, like, I was confirming that wherever that is that we're moving to, like that's where we're moving to. And it has been a crazy adventure. If you've been listening to my other podcast episodes, I have definitely shared, you know, the struggles, the challenges, the stresses of everything that has gone about moving, first making the decision to do it, to actually do it. Because having a dream and a fantasy or whatever is one thing, but making it a reality is definitely scarier than dreaming about it. And then making it a reality. And then with everything going on with the world, you know, we had to slow our reality down just a little because life, you know, took on its own thoughts and plans for us. Everything closing down, we couldn't even fly there and look at homes. So, you know, it's just been this really exciting, scary, energizing, like amazing, like I probably said amazing, wonderful, beautiful, and scary adventure. And like I said, if somebody would have told me a couple of years ago that we'd be doing this, I would have been like, you crazy. Like, even though it was something we've talked about, it was never something for sure that I'd figure that we could do. I've always wanted to kind of stay in, have at least a part of me on Ontario, Canada, where, you know, I was trying to figure out for years how we could have two homes so I could be like, you know, 1 foot in Ontario and 1 foot in British Columbia. However, you know, that's a lot harder to do because then there's more, you know, finances and like figure, it's not impossible either. But anyway, so once I figured out, it's like, okay, I don't want to juggle two homes because that means like, then you got to figure out who's taking care of what, when, and all that stuff. I was like, okay, well, that's not really realistic in our world right now. My husband and I and our lifestyle, we don't want to be jumping back and forth. Like, sure, it'd be nice to have a house when we come visit, but realistically, that's not what we wanted. So anyway, here we are. And it's something that may sound like a crazy story to you, but it happened. And it's so amazing when you're open to possibilities. When you actually take a dream or a fantasy of yours and just allow to think outside of the box, or I don't know, like just proclaim that it's yours, that it's happening, it's incredible. So like I said, it was last September that I said, wherever that's filmed, we're moving there. And then I went to a holiday mixer, like for business people, in December, and I was talking to some of the women that I've known from before, and like they just encouraged me, and like were like, it was just the conversations there were like just empowering and just amazing. And right after that, like things just slowly, like the moment I started talking to other people about it, besides my husband, when I actually talked to like people about it, that's when it really started to take form. And then it got bigger and bigger, like a momentum, and bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, we're doing this. So if there's something that doesn't feel like it's within your reach, or like, you know, something that's like unthinkable to you, but like somewhere it makes you smile, like your heart, your soul, something just like deep inside is like, that's what I really want. I'm here to tell you that it is possible. I'm also going to be completely honest with you and be like, it wasn't all easy. Definitely once I stated the fact that that's what I wanted, that's it was happening, it became easier. Like pieces fell into place. But that didn't mean that there was tough decisions to make, that I had to really get clear on my why, who I am, you know, love my way through it all, and, you know, pick up pieces of me. You know, there's definitely emotions when it comes to something that was big and out of your comfort zone. However, the journey itself has been quite beautiful. And I look forward to sharing with you our new, like on the other side of our adventure. As I'm filming this, like I said, I am actually in our old home in Ontario, but I know this is going to be airing in September. I just needed a couple episodes. I need to record while we're here just to make sure you actually have a podcast, like an episode every Sunday, because there's going to be a little gap there where I'm not going to have all my equipment with me and things like that. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you have that. So I definitely look forward to having, you know, sharing the experience, like what does it look like once we get to the other side of this crazy, awesome, unthinkable adventure that like sometimes I'm like, wow, it really hits me where it's like, this is happening. This is what we've decided. And it's becoming a reality. And it's incredible. And yet at the same time, like I am doing the unthinkable. Like the old Jody would never have thought that it was possible and that we were doing it. And it took some changes in my beliefs and in my thoughts. And I've definitely grown throughout this experience. And I've also had to, you know, grow to a certain point to get to this experience. So again, whatever you're reaching for, dream-wise, reality, like fantasy, whatever it may be, you can do this. It's just, you know, take it one step at a time. And all of a sudden you'll be where you never thought you would be. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye for now.